AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, the House will send to the Senate an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. Now that Donald Trump is out of office, the Supreme Court is ending lawsuits over whether he profited from the presidency. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The High Court has thrown out the now ex-president's challenge to lower court rulings that allowed lawsuits to proceed, alleging he violated the Constitution's Emoluments Clause by accepting payments from officials who patronized his businesses, like the Trump Hotel here in Washington. The Supreme Court has also ordered the rulings themselves thrown out and has told appeals courts in New York and Virginia to dismiss the suits as moot since Trump is no longer in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, President Biden will sign an order reversing a Pentagon policy that largely barred transgender people from joining the military. At a climate summit, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry spoke about President Biden's decision for the U.S. to return to the Paris Climate Accord.
We come back, I want you to know, with humility, for the absence of the last 4 years, and we'll do everything in our power to make up for it.
President Biden plans to reinstate coronavirus travel rules and add South Africa to the list. California is lifting regional coronavirus stay-at-home orders. A football stadium in Hartford, Connecticut is now operating as a mass vaccination site. Governor Ned Lamont is hoping there will be an increase in supply.
We maybe are getting a little bit of good news on Moderna. We may see a few more vaccines there. Pfizer told me that they could have the capacity to double what they're producing.
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says he's not running for re-election next year. Dominion Voting Systems filed a defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who led the former president's efforts to spread baseless claims about the 2020 election. This is AP News. The coronavirus is destroying a historic number of jobs.
One UN expert says the coronavirus pandemic has been the most severe crisis for the work world since the Great Depression of the 1930s. It crushed work hours around the world, destroying what amounts to 255 million full-time jobs. Who took the biggest hits? Women and young workers. The UN expects jobs to bounce back in the second half of this year. But it says that depends on the coronavirus fading and vaccines working. I'm Rita Foley.
Some big brand names will not be advertising during the Super Bowl less than 2 weeks from now. Budweiser is sitting this game out. The money will go to coronavirus vaccination awareness efforts. Pepsi is also sitting this game out. Other brands like Mountain Dew and Frito-Lay chips will be advertised. There will also be no Super Bowl ads for Coca-Cola. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. If you travel a lot with your dog like I do with Doug, feeding them well on the road can get surprisingly complicated, especially when you're touring 30-plus cities, staying in hotels, flying, driving, and basically living out of a suitcase. Frozen dog food sounds great until you realize you don't exactly have a freezer backstage. That's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients with meat and vegetables you can see in the bowl, but the difference is it's shelf-stable, which means I don't need a freezer or a cooler and there's no prep. So now I can throw a few packs in my bag and Doug still gets a healthy meal wherever we are. Doug absolutely loves it, and I like knowing I am feeding my baby something that's actually good for him. It's also the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food made without preservatives or fillers. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.